This is the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, session 31.
Welcome to the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Here, we uncover what makes you uniquely awesome while also giving you actionable insights in to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Well, hey, how are you? Welcome back to the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur. We are having yet again another live coaching session, and I'm super excited about our expert today because this is something that I know my clients struggle with, and you're probably struggling with this as well, especially if you're in a service-based business. And so I'm really excited because this is going to give you some absolutely great insight as well as facing a challenge that you are also probably facing yourself. So all throughout this entire episode, you are going to get value, value, value. So tune into the very end. This is going to be freaking awesome. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to our guest today. Our guest is Janine Liston. She is the pricing lady. She's a multi-passionate entrepreneur who believes that inside each of us is all we need to thrive in life. Amen, sister. I wholeheartedly agree. Sometimes we just need help tapping it. Clients hire her to help them build more confidence when it comes to what and how they charge their customers. She's taken her passion for pricing, yes, one can be passionate about pricing, and communication from the corporate world to the entrepreneurial space, helping business owners just like you and I. Janine, welcome to the Freaking Awesome Entrepreneur. I would love for you to say hello and share with the folks listening just a little bit more about you.
So hi, Alyssa. Thank you very much for having me here. I'm thrilled to be with you. I actually started my career as an engineer, funnily enough, which has really nothing to do with what I do now, except for that I like to get in and understand how and why things work the way they do. And I worked my way career-wise from there into product management from the technical side, and then landed a job as a pricing head for a big global corporation. And it wasn't until we got into the job that we realized neither of us actually knew what that was.
And nothing so like trial by fire. Here, learn fast. Here.
So I found a certification program and then went in and got a certified in the area of pricing management and fell in love with the topic because it brings so much value in so many different ways to businesses and to the people in those businesses. And then last year decided to take that, like you said, out of the corporate world and into the entrepreneurial space. Seen too many entrepreneurs struggle with this topic.
Yeah. What I hear a lot is people saying, well, I don't do this for the money. I do this because I love what I do. Mm-hmm. And I usually nod at them and say, uh-huh. And if you don't charge enough, you are going to be out of business and then you can't help anybody.
Exactly. I tell people all the time that having a profit mindset in your business doesn't make you greedy. It makes you smart.
That's right. And you know, the fact of the matter is that money is the currency that literally keeps the lights on, right?
So yeah, literally.
It doesn't have to be the reason why you do what you do, but it does have to feed what you do. You have to feed your budget. You got expenses. And if you go broke, you cannot continue to, you know, contribute to the space that you are so passionate about and that you're skilled at, because you can't afford to keep doing that service. And this is a turning point for a lot of coaches, especially a lot of consultants who passionately care about other people and helping other people thrive. And they feel bad. And I'm speaking from personal experience here too, that I really had to turn the corner on this myself. Well, you feel bad because, you know, this person really needs the help and they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a great business coach who said, you know what, if it's important to them, they'll figure it out. Yeah. Was it important to you to hire me? Well, yeah. Did you figure it out? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then they'll figure it out. And that you've got to have skin in the game. The pricing thing is as much for your client as it is for you. So as you're working, you know, who do you primarily work with then, Janine?
Yeah. So I primarily work with small business owners, small solo entrepreneurs, or, you know, two or three people in a business. So generally small businesses and women, not only, but primarily. I think that women oftentimes struggle with the topic more because of our relationship with money, or for many women, just because of their relationship with math even, or their feeling about working with numbers. Because they assume that it's actually a numbers game, when in reality, pricing, in my opinion, is 70 or 80% human psychology.
Mm. Talk more about that.
It's human psychology from a couple of different perspectives. One is, as the business owner, your mindset towards doing it. Mm. If I say to you, finish the following sentence, money is, and you say necessary, then when you approach money-related tasks in your businesses, you'll have a certain mindset around this is something necessary that I have to do. If you say money is the root of all evil,
right,
of course, that'll influence how you go about doing pricing-related tasks. So there's an element related to you and how you approach those tasks. On the other side, there's a relationship between, there's human psychology in it from the perspective of the customer. So this is why we see in lower end or stores that sell products for cheaper prices, things end with nines mm-hmm. instead of zeros. You go into a high end store and they have zeros at the end and the prices are small print. Whereas in the discount stores, you have nines and you have large print. And you don't think that that would mean very much, but it's all going on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm. So, so cool. And I had no idea, by the way, that there were mm-hmm. certifications available in pricing management, which I think is yeah. so cool. You know, we haven't yet talked about your strength themes, but I think it's a good time to talk about those a little bit mm-hmm. as, because here's the thing is that you are skilled and educated in pricing management, mm-hmm. but you know, your strengths show you how you go about doing what you do. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know the numbers on how many certified pricing folks there are out there. I haven't heard of it before, and I love it. I think it's brilliant because it's something that mm-hmm. we need, and we don't have a lot of experts there. But because of the strengths that you have, it further separates you from the pack. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and read your top five, if that's okay. Yes. You've got Learner, which is all about the process of learning and tends to also then be about the process of teaching. And so I love that because you can actually guide your clients through, this is the reason why, this is the reason why, this is the process that we're going through, and this is the reason why. Relator is all about making that connection, that thing that you have in common, and then going deep with that person, which, you know, money is a tough subject. And so to be able to connect with people and go deep on, you know, a sensitive topic is so important. And some of the superpowers of Relator is authenticity, straightforwardness, you know, integrity. Those things are so at the forefront of what Relator stands for. I just love that. Ideation is your number three, which is always about thinking outside the box. And when people are stuck in the box, especially when it's something like money, where we do have beliefs that were formed before we even had conscious memory. Helping people to really see outside of that box that they were put in as a four-year-old or a five-year-old, to help them see a different way, to help them have a different idea about things, I think is just amazing. Number four is your individualization. So every business, every client has specificity and uniqueness, and you have a gift for just seeing that. It's not just another accountant or just another coach or just another this or that. You have this natural knack for being able to see the uniqueness in each business, which I think is amazing. And then here's the one where I hear that I heard come out in your engineering and then also in your previous corporate is your strategic, which is all about creating a plan for the next step. What's the next step between A and B? Choose one. It also has a really good gut sense. As long as you're aligned, as long as you're in tune with yourself, you can trust that gut. And it's great at helping with contingency plans, which needs to be, you know, when you're looking at pricing strategy is also important too. So I know StrengthsFinder is not new to you, but do you see those things as particular strengths of yours as well? Or is that just me who sees you as being absolutely brilliant?
No, it's absolutely, it totally resonates with me. I mean, I'm in the zone most when I'm learning something new. And as soon as I stop having this opportunity or perceive that the opportunity to learn something is gone, I get really itchy. Go and do something else. And the individualization also, it's a common theme from the perspective that you spoke about, but also from the perspective of, I like to do things different than everyone else. And that's one of the things that I really love about being in this pricing space. Because as you said, or alluded to, it's a relatively new area to focus on professionally, compared to something like a marketing professional or a finance professional. And so it means I can contribute to a business in a way that other people can't. And so it's, yeah, that individualization thing is, it really cracks me up sometimes.
Yeah. I talk a lot about strengths babies. And you've got a very distinct strengths baby here. Mm-hmm. Individualization, unique, being able to do things unique and see people as unique, and ideation, thinking outside the box, right? Oh, yeah. So naturally, when those two come together, they make a little strengths baby, which looks like, I'm going to do things differently than everyone else. Add in that strategic, right? Yeah. And you're like, because my way is more efficient and more effective and, you know, all of those things. And so you can see how our strengths come together and they blend. And so it's not even just our top five. It's, what is our special recipe of our top five as well? How does this truly make us unique so that we can show up and contribute in a way that the world has never seen? And I love that and appreciate that about you and how you're wired. It's just really cool. So what is it? Can you briefly take us through what it looks like for a client to work with you? Because for many people, this is the first time they've ever heard that there is somebody who can help them as an expert in pricing. So someone hears you on this podcast and they get a hold of you, like, okay, I think I need some help. What does that process look like for them?
Right. So I focus on four key areas or four steps. I call them four steps to pricing with confidence. And the first is about building the right mindset. So we look at where you are with the mindset and what's helping you and what's not. And then we look on having an aligned voice. So how we speak about our businesses and what we do influences how people perceive us, and then for what they're willing to pay, right? Then we look at setting the prices. So how you can set them and how you can set yourself up to do it systematically. So we look at systems that you can use to make that easier to do each time you sit down and do it. And then we look at how you communicate around prices. And that can be how you put them on a piece of paper or on your website, as well as when a customer asks you what you charge, how you respond to that. When you respond to that, when they say that's too expensive, what do you say? How do you deal with that? You know, all of these types of things. So I work in these four areas. And depending, you know, in the courses that I run and offer, we go through these areas one by one. And when I work on a one-on-one basis, then we do a combination of these four things, depending on what they need the most.
Gotcha. Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. I can't wait for people to get to know you more. This is such a cool thing. I needed you like desperately about a year and a half ago. Where were you, Janine? Where were you? Dang it. And it's been a constant, you know, trial and error. And you have the ability to shortcut all of that pain and agony.
Yeah. I mean, this is a lot of entrepreneurs I've spoken to who are further along in their businesses say that, you know, it was for the first few years, just trial and error and getting it wrong and trying something else. And so what a pricing expert can do for someone is help them focus on what's right and what works in the context of their values and the kind of business they want to have. Because there's a lot of pricing advice out there, but it's not always suitable for each and every individual because it's not aligned with their values and the kind of business they want to have.
There's that individualization again. I love it.
Yeah, I know.
It's so good. Well, Janine, you know, entrepreneurs always have challenges. We always have challenges. And when we hit that new level, they're usually, no, not usually, always, sorry guys, there is always a new devil, right? So, and part of what we're breaking on this podcast is the fallacy, the illusion that once people have reached a certain level of success, you know, everything comes easy and that we all have challenges and that's just real. So what is the biggest challenge that you're facing in your business right now?
Yeah. So I think that there's an element of fear. So I'm struggling with visibility. And I think part of what's holding me back is this fear that I have. On the one hand, the fear of failing and at the same time, the fear of succeeding. And so then I'm caught in like this limbo place where, you know, I know what I need to do and I'm doing all these different things, but it's not always bringing me in the direction that I want to head.
Yeah. So if you had to pinpoint a fear, and I agree, I think for everybody, there is some element of fear of success. Like, what if I get there and I can't sustain it? What if I get there and everything else falls apart? What if I get there and it's not as great as I think it is, right? So there's always some aspect of that. But then, and with fear of failure, it's the embarrassment factor and the judgment factor. So for you, what is most evident?
Well, I think if I, so when I left the corporate world at that point in time, I was going through a burnout. And I think that there's some, you know, history and some baggage, if you will, from that. And so probably the fear of failure part attached to going through that burnout and whatever is probably the harder part for me.
Sure. So fear of pushing yourself and succeeding such that you end up in burnout.
Again, I think that there's this sort of link in my head. This just came to me last night that somehow in order to be successful, you know, that the consequence of being successful is this excess and doing too much and that you have to do too much in order to be successful. And while logically I know that doesn't make sense, I have trouble sometimes
counteracting that.
It's kind of like playing pool. You know, I understand the physics of playing pool, but that doesn't mean that I'm very good at it.
Yes. Well, and your experience has been that success equals burnout.
Yeah.
Right. So what does a harmonious, successful life look like for you? If you were to have that success minus the burnout, paint a picture for us of what that might look like in a year from now.
Yeah. I think part of it is a being around people in a supportive network. And it could be, you know, people helping me in my business. It could be the people that I'm working around. So I think that there's an element of the environment that I'm working in. And I think there's a part of it that kind of also goes into trusting myself and my instincts again.
Excellent. And that trusting your instincts, that's where your strategic really thrives, really thrives in such a big way. Okay. And is there Does this mean that you have X number of clients? Does it mean that you have a certain amount of revenue? Does it mean that you have time off? Yeah. What is the space of that look like?
Yeah. So when I decided to leave the corporate world, a big part of it was the lifestyle that I wanted to be able to lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm here in Europe because the viewers may not know that. I'm living in Switzerland, and I love the 5 weeks of holiday that I get here. It's fantastic. But I would also like to have, in addition to that, I'd like to have a month or two a year where I can go do volunteer work and help people who really need, you know, who aren't as fortunate as we are. And so part of my business plan was to make sure that after, say, you know, between 1 and 2 years, that a certain percentage of my income is passive income, that I could work from anywhere that I want to, because, you know, some of that income is also generated through online programs rather than just face-to-face and local here in the Switzerland area. And that was really important. That was a really important motivation for me to take the risk and step outside of the corporate world.
Yeah.
So awesome. That's awesome. A big part of it.
So one of the best ways that I have found that works for this fear of success is, okay, so we see this future Janine, right? And future Janine puts herself in a supportive network. Future Janine trusts herself and her instincts. Future Janine has enough income, whether it's passive or whether it's because of savings that are built up throughout the year, to take 1 to 2 months for volunteer work, which is amazing, and giving out of that abundance. So we begin to behave like that Janine now. So what are you doing today now to put yourself in that supportive network? Are you a part of a mastermind? Are you a part of a community? What does that piece look like? And are you around the people that you need to be around?
Yeah. So I took a step in that, a huge step in that direction over the weekend, and joined a really big mentoring program, specifically or in part because of the networking opportunities and the support that I've seen other people who've joined it got from the community itself. And so that was a really important. So I'm in a lot of organizations and active in many different startup communities, but also trying to figure out, okay, which ones are the right ones for me as, you know, the recipient of support, and which ones are the right ones for me as more of a giver of support, and trying to be more selective in what I involve myself in and what I don't or how.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. So I would continue to ask yourself this question. Do you journal or have affirmations? Do you have a practice like that?
Yes, I do. I have both, and I have writing all over the bathroom mirror.
Excellent. So I would continue to ask yourself on a daily basis, am I surrounding myself with people who lift me higher? And, you know, people, when you're contributing to others, you can be lifted higher. And when they're contributing to you, you can be lifted higher. But really keeping that at the forefront of your conscious decision making. Are the people that I'm surrounding myself lifting me higher?
Yeah.
So that, you know, add that to your affirmation, and maybe the affirmation that goes along with it is, I surround myself with people whose vibration lifts me higher. Right. And so then the people that you are naturally drawn to, because we are drawn to people with high vibration, which might seem a little woo-woo to you guys. Okay. But bear with me. Like, when you're around happy, engaging, inspiring people, do you not feel better? Yes, you do. You absolutely do. So allow yourself the permission to gravitate to people who lift you higher. It is okay. And you're not saying that the people who have a lower vibration are terrible people. It's just that they are not in the tide that lifts all the ships higher. And if you want to go to that next level, you have got to protect your energy and your time from the people who for, you know, whatever reason, are stuck in their space of sucking you dry. Yeah. You just can't. So when it comes to your lifestyle, I would love to tackle this a little bit because, you know, there's a certain amount of dollars that we need to keep the lights on. Right. We, with Dare Success Coaching, we have just switched to the profit first format of of managing our business finances, which is which is great. Which is, guys, take your profit first. And then, yes, adjust your expenses accordingly. If you don't take your profit, you're never going to take your profit. So when it comes to that 1 to 2 months, do you know what the dollar amount is per month that you would need to set aside in order to, like, what is 1/12th or 1/6th of the what it would take for you to sustain yourself for those 1 to 2 months? Do you have a number?
Actually,
and you don't have to share a precise number, but
yeah, it's
okay.
Yeah, I think I know what you're asking.
Yeah. So, because if you were to take a month off, you still have bills to pay during that month. You still have to sustain. You still have to do all those things. You're if you're leaving, you have to have someone come watch your house. You have to, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, what is that dollar amount that would keep your personal life and your business afloat, so that you don't feel like, oh, I gotta stay because I gotta keep making revenue here. And so using that number as a means of, okay, great. So if that's the case, then I need to be setting X amount of dollars aside every single month in order to make that happen.
Right.
Right now, you may not be able to do that, but you can sure set it as a goal. So if that dollar amount is, let's say it's $8,000. No, let's say it's 10 grand because that's an easier number.
It's easier.
It's easier. So if that number is $10,000 for you to be able to take that 1 month off, then every month you're setting aside $1,000, right? That's profit above and beyond what you're already paying yourself because you still have to pay your bills currently.
Right.
And maybe right now all you can afford is $200 to set aside for profit. That's okay.
Right.
Because as the revenue grows, you continue to next quarter, maybe you say, all right, now it's going to be $400.
Do more.
Right. And every step of the way, you are giving yourself more and more freedom and the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter.
Right.
So, you know, this is a really important thing for people to do in their business when they set their goals ahead and they go, oh, you know, I wish I could make $250,000 a year. Okay, well, how does a $250,000 Joe behave? Because future Janine puts aside $1,000 every single month over and above her owner's draw.
Right.
To open up the ability to be able to do that. And as you're building your passive income, you know, now it becomes like, oh, you know, I really need to build this. I need to make sure that I'm, you know, selling my courses and that's going, and maybe all of your courses revenue goes immediately to profit, right? So you can shift things how it works for you, but behaving as future Janine would behave, but behaving like that now, not just going someday. So one thing that we didn't cover here, is self-care, right? So one of the biggest reasons that we burn out is that we don't continue to fill our cup. And I know that on the video that I created for you, we talked about the needs of our strengths and that our strengths have needs just like humans need air and water. So here we expect ourselves to function when we are literally taking the oxygen right out of the air that our strengths breathe. So when we look at filling the needs of your strengths, this is a place where I really want you to reference your Ultimate Strengths Resource Guide because it's going to give you that piece that's what's going to fill my cup. So for learner, one of the needs of learner is constant learning. And here's what's funny is I am betting maybe not right now, but I am betting money that at some point in your career, you've said, I can go and learn that new thing once I do X. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because we see it as a luxury item. And yet it is actually a need. So we wouldn't say, oh gosh, I'm going to take a breath as soon as I finish this marathon. But we expect our strengths to be able to continue to work for us when we're not actually giving them the oxygen. So I really want you to take a look at your strengths row of mm-hmm. your Ultimate Strengths Resource Guide. And for those of you who are listening who are like, what's an Ultimate Strengths Resource Guide? You should do an intro to your awesomeness with me, and I'll create for you your personalized Ultimate Strengths Resource Guide and a personalized video for you as well, so that you know how to use these things. So the needs row is going to mm-hmm. give you, how am I going to fill my cup? Because when you fill your cup, when you actually fill the needs of your strengths and stop regarding them as luxury items, you won't get burnt out anymore.
Yeah.
And we need that for our physical body, obviously sleep and good nutrition and, you know, yoga and, you know, all those other good things as well. But we need those for our strengths as well. And people forget that because, quite frankly, they just don't have the information. They don't know what it looks like to actually feed their strengths. And I'm going to give just another example. So if you're listening and you have learner, you know, constant learning is a need. Getting out of the status quo is a need. So if you're doing the repetitive same thing, same thing, same thing, guess what? You're probably going to begin to suffocate that learner. For individualization, being able to have and help others adjust to their needs, so that you're not doing the exact same thing. So it's funny because consistency as a strength theme is all about fairness and treating everybody the same. Individualization, if it is kind of its opposite. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun when I have somebody who's got individualization and consistency in their top five. It's like, oh, ooh, let's help these to actually play together instead of fight one another. So having the latitude to be able to do that. Now in the corporate setting, your individualization probably couldn't have its way. But now as an entrepreneur, you can feed that much more, which is why it's so fun to have different clients, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, study that needs row and then honor that and remind yourself, and you may have to affirm like, okay, no, this isn't going to be a reward at the end of a long journey. This is part of what I need all along the way in order to thrive all throughout.
Yeah.
So it's a little known piece of the self-care, but we have to, and it's funny because we actually begin to feel suffocated, like it's difficult to breathe. Sometimes it feels like an elephant sitting on your chest, and it's often because our strengths needs are not being met. We're literally suffocating them.
Right. Wow.
When I get on a strengths kick, Janine, I just go. So I'm going to recap, and then I want to find out where people can get a hold of you. So number one is creating that future vision, and you've done a really nice job of that supportive network, being able to trust your instincts again. What is the lifestyle, and what is the dollars that I would need in order to support that? And begin behaving as future Janine now. Secondly, is filling your cup. What are the things that fill your cup physically as well as the cup of your strengths? What are the needs of your strengths? Honor those all throughout your process. And then, you know, pay attention. How am I feeling? Am I feeling suffocated? Take that step back and go, okay, what do I need to do in order to know that my cup is filled both physically, strengths-wise, spiritually, emotionally. And, you know, because self-care isn't just sleep, food, and water and exercise, right?
So, definitely.
So that's, I gave you lots of things, but I'm super excited to hear, you know, what your self-care process begins to look like now that you know what the needs of your strengths are. So there are people who are listening who need you. So where can they find you? How can they get a hold of you? How can they work with you?
Right. So they can go to my website and check out what I have on offer there. And I also have a checklist that they can download. It's the 12 steps you can take when your customer says that's too expensive.
Great.
And they can find that at www.JeanineListen.com/FAE.
Awesome. /FAE for freaking awesome entrepreneur. And let me spell that for you, ladies and gents, because Jeanine is spelled just a little differently than you might expect it to be.
Yeah, that's true.
JeanineListen.com/FAE.
Thank you.
Ah, Jeanine, you're amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on that checklist. That'll be fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your expertise, for bringing this really important challenge forward, because you are certainly not alone. And I know that a lot of people are right there in your shoes going, yeah, I feel ya. I don't want to get burnt out again. And I'm afraid if I really succeed to the level that I want to, that I'm going to reach that point as well. And let me tell you guys, it's not necessary. Burnout is not required.
That's good to know.
That's right. So thank you for taking the time. You are freaking awesome. You are brilliant. And I'm so glad that we've had a chance to connect, and I can't wait to see where our relationship will go after this.
Thank you, Alyssa. And thanks to your listeners as well.
And now it's time for the podcast recommendation of the week. Jeanine and I talked about future planning, specifically setting money aside so that you don't have to be afraid and you can truly go after that next level of success. So financial planning and money management in your business is vital. So today's recommendation is the Profit First Podcast. This is a podcast by Mike Michalowicz, who wrote the Profit First book, and it's a show for entrepreneurs who want to increase their profits. This is a philosophy that Dare Success Coaching uses for managing our finances, and one that I think will also resonate with you for profitability long term. You can find the Profit First Podcast on iTunes or anywhere else you like to listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd leave a review over on iTunes. Every single review means the world to me. To know you're listening and to know you're finding value makes this whole thing worthwhile. And hey, while you're over there, click on subscribe to make sure you're notified of future episodes. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.